Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In many communities where people spent their fourth night in the dark last night without heat, or frankly being able to flush if you have a well that can't pump, there's not surprisingly some frustration with the utility companies. For example, town officials in communities such as the Central Mass town of Southbridge are criticizing the utilities for their perceived slow power restoration pace and the lack of communication with local leaders. But in the Central Mass town of Grafton yesterday, where 40% of residents were still without power, National Grid was making an effort to head off those criticisms.
Hey, how you doing? Bill Jones with National Grid.
There's a tree on wire right next to the municipal center, so it really needs to come down. That's the one. You pick that tree off. All right, I'll swing by and just make sure. Because I got to report back to the town how we're making out.
That was Bill Jones, who's usually behind a desk for National Grid, but who's been working as the community and customer liaison in Grafton since the storm. He was talking with another utility worker there when we met him yesterday by the down power lines behind the sprawling Tufts University Veterinary School. The school's been running all of its operations, including animal hospitals, on generators since the storm. So getting it back on the grid is a priority for Jones.
Last night, it looks like they did clear all the trees as best they could. This was absolutely forested. And you can see the lines hanging down here. That's the feed that Tufts uses to power their entire medical school.
It looks like every line on the poles in front of us is off the poles and down.
Yeah.
What are we waiting for in terms of repairs?
In this particular case, last night they came, they cleared all the trees, and now we're just putting together the packets to have the crews come out and start to put this all back together. We got to get some poles set, etc. So we're just getting resources deployed into this particular area. But the first job they had to do was clear all the trees, which it looks like they've done.
Oh, the crew's just showing up.
Yep.
I guess I would have to ask, as I'm sure many people are asking, it's Tuesday at almost noon. How come the crew's just showing up?
Oh, they've been out here for 3 days now. I've been out here with them for 3 days. There has been that much damage throughout the entire town. And, you know, I have maps here that'll show you. It's just a lot of work.
We're looking at a map of Millbury and Grafton. And this map is broken up into eight different service grids. And you have to start in grid number one and get the power done there before you can do grids 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And we're in grid 6.
They're working all these grids on the outside. They've gotten picked up all of these as of last night.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yep, and they're working these right now.
And now they're working 5, 6, 7, and 8.
Yep.
And that's why it takes so long, because you have to start where the power flows in.
Correct.
In order to get to the outlying areas. And unfortunately for Tufts Veterinarian School, it's in one of the outlying areas.
I'm going to call the Tufts School, call this guy, and just let him know we're working it. Hey, Susan, how you doing? This is Bill Jones with National Grid. Hey, good, thanks. I just wanted to make you aware the crews are now working here on Willard Street, and hopefully you'll have street power no later than this afternoon. Yep, that's what they just told me. All right, and I'll check back with these guys in a little while just to make sure everything's going as expected, okay? Okay, thanks. Bye.
This liaison position, a live person working in a community, hasn't always been a major part of National Grid's response. The company has been operating a municipal relations center where local officials can call in and let them know their priorities for restoring power. But National Grid says it learned a lesson from Tropical Storm Irene, when many utilities were criticized for a lack of communication. So, increasingly, it's sending out liaisons, such as Bill Jones, into towns to work closely alongside local officials.
I work with the town. I work with the fire chiefs, police chiefs, school superintendents, town administrator, town selectmen, in order to prioritize what do we need to get up first. I just got off the phone with the school superintendent about an hour ago, confirming with him that all of the town schools were now with power, okay? Been on the phone with him every day, just keeping him apprised of the status, how we're progressing, because he was worried about not only power to the schools, But the other issue I'm going to work with the town on today is making roads passable for school buses. So as much as it was some of the schools didn't have power, we need all of the roads to be safe so that school buses can get through and do their routes.
So school has been out in Grafton since the storm. Are you hoping that school's in tomorrow?
Absolutely. I have my priority list that I need to report back to the town on. Areas in the town that they were concerned about with regards to, you know, wires down, road closures. So once we're wrapped up, I'm going to go back down there and, you know, check in with them, make sure they know the status of everything. That is my goal.
And in fact, there is school in Grafton this morning. When we spoke with the Grafton School Superintendent Jay Cummings yesterday, he called Bill Jones absolutely critical in making that happen. National Grid says they now have liaisons like Bill Jones in 90 of the 170 towns the company serves.